probably the best place to begin is if you just tell me a little bit about yourself. Community, what was the community you were born in called?
Bat Harbor.
Yeah.
Bat Harbor.
Uh-huh. And do you know why it was called that?
Yes, at one time the old house was left open, of course, and the bats built in there and had, you know, harbor, they went in there, they harbored in there.
I see. How many people lived there in that?
In that community? You mean the population of the
community? Yeah, what would you guess it was?
Well, I'd say there's, well, I'd say 500 or 600 people in the community. It's a little valley. It's the rim, borders on the rim of the Yellow Spring Mountain, or part of the Appalachian Mountains.
Uh-huh.
It's just a sort of a basin.
Uh-huh.
The watershed all comes this way.
Uh-huh.
It's a basin right around the Appalachian Mountains. And it's known in that section as the Yellow Spring. That's just a local name for the for the range right there, you know.
I see. And how long did you live there?
I lived there all my life. I was born there. In this Bat Harbor community, right in hollering distance or almost to this building.
Uh-huh.
And November the 8th, 1895.
Uh-huh.
And I was raised there.
Yeah.
I've been right here in this community, in this county all my life.
Now, when you lived in, did you go to school in Bat Harbor?
Yes, sir, I went to school. I went to school in Bat Harbor, that's right.
And how many years did you go to school?
I went to school about 8 years. I finished the 8th grade. In 1916, after I finished the 8th grade, I reviewed the 8th grade for the purpose of taking a state teacher's examination.
Uh-huh.
And I took a state teacher's examination and made a lifetime certificate to teach school in the state of Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
But I just had reviewed the 8th. I never went through it. We just took a review course in it.
I see.
We went to Cosby Academy. I went to Cosby Academy to do that.
Uh-huh.
It was known as the Cosby Academy then. It's it's still that now, but it was a Bible school. It was a church school in the Baptist operated.
Uh-huh.
And I went up there in 1960 and reviewed for this examination.
I see.
I was raised on the farm out there, of course. I'd done farm work. I'd done, in my early days, my father peeled tan bark, and we hauled tan bark to the tannery up here, you know. And then we had cordwood, we cut chestnut wood and put it on the train at Bridgeport, Tennessee. They had a wire with our way engines turned.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd set us in cars. When we got a car load over there, they'd set us in cars, and we'd load it, you know, ship it to Old Fort or maybe the extract up here, Old Fort, North Carolina.
I see. Where's Bridgeport now?
Well, can you find it on the map?
Well, if you just tell me, give me just an idea.
It's 5 miles east of here on the Asheville Highway.
I see.
It's not any, there's not any post office there anymore, are they?
No, I see. Was there ever a post office at Bat Harbor?
No, sir. No, sir, never was a post office at Bat Harbor. Bridgeport was the post office.
I see. Now you see, and then when you, that was 19, what year was it to review the 8th grade?
1960. I took an examination in the old courthouse. It burned down since then. There was no courthouse here. I took the examination, sit around the table of the bar where the bar sat, and I made a lifetime certificate.
I see. And now, then you were in the Army after that?
I went to the Army. I taught school 2 terms before I went to the Army. I taught school at WASP. That is right at the head of Wolf Creek, about